wood and the woodmen of the world.
I think I got this once, didn't I?
You might have.
I know we visited about this, and you mentioned the soil conservation district.
Yes, I worked in the soil as a soil conservation for 8.5 years on soil conservation board. I think we talked about it, but I don't know whether you wrote it down or not.
I guess I didn't. I looked all over for the questionnaire that I used then. And occupation, retired.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking ability in other languages?
Don't speak anything. English, not much.
Oh, I wish I knew Russian.
I do too, now. But it wouldn't do me no good, but if I was a young man, I'd like it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun, just to be able to know what they're saying?
Yeah.
And your father?
What do you want to know about him?
Oh, his name?
David D.L. David. David Love was his name.
And he came from
Kentucky.
Was he born there, do you know?
He's born in Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
Do you know when?
No, I don't. It's on the tombstone, but I can't tell you the date.
Uh-huh. And was he born at Lewisburg?
Yes, sir.
And your stepfather?
I had two stepfathers. One of them was named John White. And he was born in Arkansas.
And how old were you then?
Me? Well, I guess I was about, my mother married, I was about 14, 15, I guess 15.
And
my next stepfather, his name was Joe. Of course, I was married then.
Uh-huh.
My mother lived to be about 72 years old.
Hmm. You know, hardships on the body don't hurt a person a bit, I think.
My grandmother come here and lived with us. She was 82 when she died.
Hmm. Was that your father's mother or your mother's?
No, it was my mother's mother.
Hmm. Do you know anything about your father's father?
No, I don't. I couldn't tell you his dates.
Uh-huh.
His ages or anything. My mother, I've seen my grandmother, my father's grandmother, my father's mother,
uh-huh.
But I don't know her age.
Was she born in Kentucky?
She was born in Kentucky and never has seen a train in her life.
Huh.
She was in whistling distance of a train. You could hear the trains run, but she never saw one in her life.
Hmm. Just too busy at home, huh?
No, she just is one of the people out there them days in them hills. They had to go in the wagon when they went any place, mm-hmm. And she just never did go.
Oh.
She just never did go. She stayed at home.
Hmm. Now that you mentioned your mother lived to be 72, her name?
Elizabeth.
And her maiden name?
Her name was
Swedish girl.
I expect so.
Straight over from Ireland.
I have an idea.
Do you know when she was born?
No, I can't give you the offhand date. I have it at the house, but I couldn't give it to you.
Mm-hmm. And do you know where she was born?
She was born in Kentucky.
Lewisburg again?
Yeah. Left there when I was 3 years old. Went to Pecan Gap, Texas.
And education, mother's formal education?
She was like me, she didn't have any. She could read and write and just about like I can, but she learned it after she was married.
Oh,
yeah.
And your father?
He didn't have no formal education either.
You know, I was surprised in the Army to find grown men who couldn't read and write, even today.
You can do it now.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I think I can show you a man in this town.
Hmm. Well, these were young fellows, 22, 23.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you can do that.
Hmm. How about your mother's father?
My mother's father, well, he didn't have no education.
Do you know when he was born?
No, I don't know his, don't know anything about his...
And your mother's mother?
No, I don't know anything about their dates at all.
Well, that gives me good information. I sure thank you for being so helpful.
Well, if I done you any good,
Oh, you did indeed.
I'm sure glad of it.
Eventually, I'll get my nap drawn for the state.
And know what people say in different parts.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to me just to check and see these things as they develop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can expect certain things, and it's always a surprise to me if I find them, even if I do expect them.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you just can't predict until you set up some sort of a pattern.
Yeah.
But I certainly thank you.
Well,